WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is a minute after 6 o'clock. Cloudy, rain this afternoon, high near 57. Right now, 42 in the NRV, 38 in Lynchburg, and 45 in Roanoke. And I just want to say to the guy that was revving up his engine at the stoplight yesterday, bro, that is not the flex you think it is.
Oh, yeah.
That drives
it's
me
annoying.
Crazy. Yeah, he's in there.
Yeah.
And then the light turns green. He just takes off and smoke is flying out of his truck. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? Have fun filling up with gas in about 2 miles.
Yeah, because I keep wondering, is that a sign that I'm getting older? Because it's just annoying. Like, the louder it is, I'm like, oh, okay, really?
It is a sign that you're getting older.
Oh, well, I'll take it. I don't care.
It's like, answer your question. Okay. I wasn't just you threw the question out there. Yeah. I actually enjoy it. I appreciate it. Especially if it's in the right car. I don't enjoy it if it's coming out of a Chevy Cavalier or something, but if it's coming out of a muscle car, a Camaro,
Mustang,
a Mustang,
you had a Mustang, didn't
a
you?
Dodge Challenger or something. Yeah, I did. I appreciate that because it's,
were you
it's
that
sexy noise? That were, purr is a sexy noise.
Were you that kid? Were you that?
I was
person?
Getting ready to say Antoine enjoys it because he did that once.
Okay, yeah, I sure.
So that's like, okay, so you're that person with the Mustang.
I didn't do it that much because my Mustang was an automatic, so it takes a lot more work to rev it up.
Oh. Yeah.
You can do it easier in a stick shift, but no, I appreciate it as long as the car fits the sound.
Okay.
I don't want the sound to not fit the car. Then it's just awkward and uncomfortable for everybody.
See, it was a grown adult that was doing this. If it was like a teenager, young kid, sure, but this was like a grown adult. I'm like, bro, like, no. To be doing that.
It wasn't me.
No. It's not cool. What's on your mind this morning, Monica?
I did it again. I left my money at home. I left all money at home. I did it yesterday. I just walked out the house without a card, any kind of debit card, credit card, cash, nothing. Like, I just left it.
You are not prepared for an emergency.
Nope. I did it yesterday morning. Today, did the same thing. I was
did
like,
you go
going
get
on?
Gas yesterday?
I did.
Okay.
Yes. I had no gas yesterday. And I was like, okay, this is the day I run out of gas and there's no money. I have no money on hand. But yeah, I don't know what's going on.
So you're walking out of the house without your wallet. Where do you keep your wallet? Do you not put it in your bag? Because you bring in your bag every day.
I bring
day.
In a bag and usually I have money. You have my card in my bag, but no, I'm not tossing it in there.
I will say that to Monica's point, there are times when I have my wallet with no debit card inside because I'm so used to having cash in there.
Yeah.
So I don't think to check. And then I'll get to a place and I only have my wallet. There's no cash. There's no debit card because I spoiled myself. So I definitely get that.
But how are you doing, Antoine?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, took yesterday off from work just to get me a little...
Reboot?
Reboot, yeah. But I got judged.
Wow.
I got judged for how I spent my day off because I went to get breakfast around 8:30 yesterday morning.
Okay.
And I sent my boy a text message and he goes, "Aren't you off today?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm off. I'm just going to grab food." Why are you up so early?
Oh.
I'm like, listen, I typically wake up at 3:50 to 4 o'clock in the morning. Anytime I can sleep in past that, that's my vacation.
Yes.
So at this point, now it's just back to my regular scheduled activities.
Uh-huh. Oh, I get you.
But yeah, I'm like, don't judge me. I slept in. How I spend my vacation is how I spend it, darn
it. And breakfast was good, dang it.
It was so delicious. Oh, thank you, fruit cup from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, and like on the weekend, like on Saturday, heck, if I can sleep in until 7 o'clock, look, I'm good.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
There is now a term for when it's really nice outside, you don't go outside, mm-hmm. and you start to feel bad for not going outside. It is called sunshine guilt, and here it is being explained.
I am experiencing sunshine guilt right now. It is an abnormally beautiful day outside, but I'm tired. So now I feel this pressure to go outside and go for a walk and enjoy the weather while it lasts. I can't enjoy myself indoors now because the whole time I'm thinking that I should be outside. So basically my day is ruined.
She's not wrong. Mm-hmm. She is not wrong. There have been so many times where I'm like, you know what? I just want to play video games. I just want to watch a movie. Uh-huh. I want to do nothing.
But it's gorgeous outdoors.
It's 80 degrees. There are birds just singing to me. Little squirrels out here playing rock, paper, scissors. I just have to get out there with them.
You remember Nickelodeon used to do like go outside and play day?
Yes.
And it was like they wouldn't air any cartoons or anything. Yeah. They'd like go outside.
It was the worst day of my life. Like, give me Tom and Jerry. But do you guys ever suffer from that? And then what do you do? Do you go outside or do you just suck it up and be like, you know what? I'm not going outside. I'm enjoying my day in.
Oh, I'll go outside. I'll even if it's venturing out to the store and I'm like, what do I need to get?
Ooh, that's a good one.
You know?
Make it productive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me on a day like that, that I know that I want to be super lazy and don't do anything. However, I know it's beautiful that what I'll do is I'll get up early in the morning and go out and do stuff. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to force myself to take my dog for a walk and run a couple errands.
Good.
So I can say that I got out of the house. And then in the afternoon, I can just be as lazy as I want.
I totally assume that you were about to say that you just closed the curtains.
If you get those blackout,
I don't even want to
see it. Get those blackout curtains. Just like.
No, I do like to look out and see it because you know it is kind of like an energy boost. So like a really pretty day outside.
There have been times that I've felt that sunshine guilt, and then I was guilted by my friends and family. Like, Antoine, you really need to get outside. You really need to go enjoy the sun. So you know what I do? I lie. I'm like, yep. I just went out there. I just walk the dog. You're not going to guilt trip me. You're like, you don't even have a dog. Mind your business.
It was the neighbor's dog. It's another commercial-free hour with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Yeah, I got a little spring cleaning anxiety going on. So,
what's making you feel anxious about spring cleaning? Is it just the cleaning itself?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get rid of some clothing because there's too many clothes in the house. You know, I feel like we have baskets and baskets of laundry all the time. Okay. Like, we don't need all these clothes. Let's go through them. Well, I start tossing out clothes. I'm tossing them into this giant garbage bag. And as I'm tossing them in there, I find myself getting like a little anxious thinking, oh my gosh, why am I throwing away that shirt? That is a perfectly nice shirt that I could wear for an event. This right here, do I really want to throw this out? No, I don't. No. And then I'm like, throw it away. Then it's like, you know, the angel and the devil on the shoulders. Like, you know.
I definitely get that too because... If you know about me, you know I don't like hoarding things. I don't like keeping things.
Right.
But it doesn't make it easier to throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
I have to really pump myself up to throw it away and then walk away from it.
Yeah. I mean, there was a shirt that just a simple white T-shirt. And I'm like, okay, this would be cute with a workout, you know, some yoga pants. I said, I don't need it. You don't need it. I took it and I used it to clean the toilet real quick. Yeah. I said, you know,
that's
I was already.
One way to never put it back
and
on.
I was like, I am not wearing this now. And I tossed it.
This might be a dumb question, but yoga pants, those are too, quote unquote, intimate to be donated to Goodwill? Do we feel, I'm asking. That's a question.
You
said you wiped the toilet with it as opposed to donating it. So I'm just wondering if yoga pants are a little too close to the skin for you to donate to Goodwill.
Well, if you're yoguing, you know, yoguing
you're
like.
Sweating tight.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sure my head isn't the only one exploding right now because the fact that you're saying you're throwing clothes away and not donating them, that's a whole
some
other subject.
Some of them are,
Monica.
I know, but some of them I look at, I'm like, they're not, you know, they're not ones to be donated, I don't think.
And I'll be honest, like sometimes when you're donating clothes, I don't necessarily want to see people walking around in my stuff.
Oh, I didn't even think.
I sometimes they're like, wait a minute. I spent real money on this. I don't want people walking around with it.
Would you be upset though if you see somebody in your shirt and they look good? They look like they're sport and they're rocking it, you know?
I'd be a little jealous.
Oh.
Because obviously they look better in it than I do, or else I would not have given it up on it.
No, I would love to see somebody walking around in the clothes I donated because like, oh, they went to a second home. They went.
Yeah, it'll feel,
being
it feel
to
good.
Good use. They looked good on me at one point. Now they look good on that person.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've all had that one friend that does this on social media. And I want to know if you think it's as annoying as I do. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. So I have a friend of mine on Facebook yesterday that posted the obligatory, I'm about ready to unfollow a bunch of people. And if you still make the cut, check back in a couple of hours.
Oh, I've seen those posts. I'm
cleaning up my friends. I have too many people that I'm friends with that I don't talk to anymore. I have friends that I'm following or follow me that are toxic. if you make the cut, check back in a couple of hours.
Yeah, I don't really care for this. Like, unnecessary.
I'm like, don't threaten me with a good time, because chances are it's somebody that I don't care that they follow anyway. Because, and I feel like a lot of people do that because they want attention.
Well,
and
yeah.
This person that posted that is somebody that always wants attention on social media.
Okay. Yeah, because I was going to say, yeah, I think you just delete. You don't have to announce it.
That's true. And I agree with you, Monica. I do say that your statement's kind of redundant, because anyone who posts on social media is looking for attention anyway, no matter what they post.
Uh-huh.
The fact that you're posted on social media, like, hey, look at me. Now, if I wanted to look at that the opposite way, what I would take from it, if I make the cut, I could be like, oh, Brittany really likes me. Brittany values our friendship.
Uh-huh.
Or Charles, I made the cut.
See,
I am not one of those pieces of trash Charles got rid of. He loves me.
It would actually make me think, I want to delete myself.
Why?
I'm like, they want to post something like that. I'm like, I don't really want that person as my friend.
Because, Monica, you tell me all the time. You like, you don't keep negative people in your life.
No.
You tell me not to keep toxic people in my
right.
life.
I tell you all the time.
So that's what they're doing on Facebook. They're getting rid of it. They're taking your advice, buddy. You should.
But take my advice as in, just move on with your life. I don't announce it at all. I was like, you won't find me on social because I deleted and blocked you. Oh,
that
well.
That is true. Monica will do that. Hey, if you were following Monica Brooks on Facebook,
you don't see me anymore?
You might want to double check.
Yeah, so, you know, when somebody does that, you know, it doesn't make me feel like, oh, if I make the cut, I'm a true friend. I'm like, I don't care if I make the cut or not. Making the cut on somebody's Facebook purge doesn't let me know that I'm important to them or that they're
right.
a true friend.
Is that a goal in life? Like, ooh, I made the cut for this person.
Yes, I survived the Facebook purge.
I would be offended if I didn't survive the purge. If I found out I got purged and someone else said, oh, man, did you see what Charles did? I'm like, no, I can't see what Charles did. I would be upset. I'd be upset.
Would
you
approach him if you see him in person at the grocery store? Are you going to ask the question about why I didn't make the cut?
I wouldn't ask the question. I'd say, did you see my Facebook status, Charles? To see what he said. I'd be petty about it.
Be prepared to facepalm, because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber.
I don't know what it is about Zooms, but you guys were giving me a hard time two songs ago when I was talking about everyone loves Zoom. I just enjoy a good Zoom. I don't know. I don't hate Zooms.
Like, I don't mind a party Zoom or a family reunion Zoom. You know, I've done that before.
But you don't like a work Zoom.
Work Zoom. Whew, goodness.
What about you, Chris? Would you prefer an in-person meeting where you have to drive back to the office, or a work Zoom meeting where you can do it from home?
Well, when it comes to Zooms, a work Zoom, I would prefer doing that as opposed to doing a meeting in the office.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I enjoy it, because now I ain't got to drive back and look at y'all in the face. I ain't got to put pants on.
Now, just because I prefer a work Zoom, a meeting via Zoom than at the office, doesn't mean that I enjoy it, though.
La, 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 la,
okay.
La. All I heard was you preferred work Zoom. No. That's what I'm going with. No. But even if you love it, if you hate Zooms, there are just some things you should never do on a Zoom. Like, take a shower. Even if you think your camera is off, you should not be taking a shower, because this woman could not make it to a funeral,
uh-huh.
so she watched a Zoom feed instead.
Okay.
Because they knew that people couldn't make it, mm-hmm. it was out of town.
Yeah.
Like, but we still want you to be able to pay your respects. Well, this woman had a busy day.
Yep.
She had to get ready for something else. So
it's going to work.
She took her laptop into her bathroom, opened it up, got on the Zoom, thought she turned the camera off, and jumped in the shower. Not only did she jump in the shower and bathe, she also bent over so she could shave.
Ooh.
What she didn't realize was that her camera was on the entire time. Yeah, so everyone that was attending the funeral virtually,
yep.
could see everything that she was cleaning up. And they're not completely sure if the people at the funeral could see it.
Yes.
Because there were conversations about whether or not there was a feed up so that people
at
the funeral
screen.
Can see who's watching
Who set up the meeting? Because can't they knock her out of there? Can't they knock you out of the meeting?
They're probably not just sitting there like IT at the computer. They're probably paying their respects.
Well, somebody alert that person. So they have to know. Somebody alert them. Like, you know, kick her out.
She only found out when she showed up afterwards because they had to wake after the funeral. Yeah. So I guess she just couldn't make it to the funeral.
Yep.
So when she showed up afterwards, that's when they let her know, Sandra, we saw all your nether regions.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
I just feel that taking a shower on Zoom is too dangerous. Like, I feel uncomfortable eating. I feel uncomfortable having basketball shorts on when you can't see below my waist. I can't imagine being butt naked.
Yeah, and I feel like there was a second funeral for Sandra once she arrived, too. Yeah.
Rest in peace to her pride.
You gotta listen out for this guy. He's a famous name, but don't flop. Something like Sebastian Coe. Celebrity two-word tango.
It is time. It is the day we're going to do it. The K92 Morning Thing, Monica, Antoine, and Chris. We're going to get to the end of Two Word Tango.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game where the beat's going to drop. There's going to be a space of silence in the beat where we would throw in the first and last name of a celebrity. As the song goes on, the beat goes faster. We have to make it to the end without messing up the beat. Also, without repeating each other.
Yeah, so you're feeling good today.
I think we can do it.
You're feeling good. All right. I'm a confident
individual.
Chris is going to, he's going to pick.
Okay.
You want me to pick
the category? Yeah,
so we have random categories. Chris is going to open it up. Chris, as soon as you open up that category, we're going to go Chris, Monica, then Antoine. So as soon as you say it, I'm going to drop the beat.
All right, here we go. It is...
folded very tight.
Oh, it must be one of mine.
Okay, we need another one because this is not even a correct category.
What's the category? What does it say?
Cereal.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, we could still try it on beat. Let's just see what happens.
Yeah, you want to do it?
Yeah, let's give it a try.
Okay, I don't know who put that category in there.
Antoine.
It definitely was not Antoine.
No, was it?
I felt confident it was Monica, but we'll find out. Here we go.
Cheerios.
Honey Nut.
Lucky Charms.
Frosted Flakes.
Special K.
Rice Krispies.
Captain Crunch.
Corn Pops.
Fruit Loops.
Trick Cereal.
Grape Nuts.
Cocoa Puffs.
Fruity Pebbles.
Apple Jacks.
Honey Nut.
Cookie Crisp.
A Fruity Loopies. You know the Walmart bag, that clear bag that looks like dog food, but it's not?
I don't think it's called Fruity Loopies.
It's called like Fruity Loopies.
It's called something like that.
Y'all know what I'm talking
Fruity
about.
Fruity Loopies. And Marcus, so that
and
wasn't
they actually taste good. They taste good, too.
That wasn't your category?
No.
I don't know who put cereal in there. They obviously don't know the rules of the name.
Let me look at the handwriting. You can tell by the handwriting.
We're going
to
check the handwriting to see Fruity, who put cereal.
Was it me?
I don't know. That's not my handwriting.
That's mine.
That's definitely Monica.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
This is some breaking news this morning. A major bridge collapsed in Baltimore around 1:30 a.m. after it was hit by a container ship. And they said that several vehicles plunged into the water. And so they have a rescue mission right now. They said they're searching for at least 7 people who are missing. Two folks were rescued from the water. One person in good condition. The other person was severely injured. So prayers to everyone.
Yeah, the video of it's absolutely terrifying.
Your heart will stop.
It's up on our Instagram story, K92 Radio. A cargo ship was going underneath the bridge and just cut the turn too
close. Hit a pillar.
Yeah. It hit like a little support beam, and then you can just see the bridge collapse, and there were construction vehicles on the time. Just absolutely terrifying. And if you were already afraid of bridges, this did nothing to help that.
Not at all.
I think I've had some of my worst nightmares is me driving up a really tall bridge. Like a bridge that goes way up in the sky. Like that's been like stuff I've had nightmares about.
So, oh gosh.
Yeah,
I'm to heaven.
I know, that's all I can see. Yeah. Woo! All right, so let's turn to some great news for Christiansburg, because DoorDash, they announced on Thursday that they're launching their drone delivery pilot program.
I can't wait to go to Christiansburg.
And so they said they're starting with a very small test group, and one being the Wendy's in Christiansburg.
And so I'm telling you right now, I legitimately, not today, but I may drive to Christiansburg over the next couple of days.
I know you will.
Just to park in some parking lot and order DoorDash or Wendy's. to get the drone to bring me my
if
food.
If y'all see Antoine at your house and he's plugged in your address and he's waiting for his food, that's all he's
actually,
doing.
That makes it less creepy. Yeah, text in to 52353. Give me your address. I'll just show up.
Also, call the show if you've gotten food delivered via that drone this week, too. We want to hear your experience because that's pretty cool.
Yes, it's really nice. So they said that you could order from the Wendy's location at 2355 North Franklin Street.
2355.
Uh-huh, that's what with DoorDash.
North Franklin Street.
Yep, plug that on in.
To go park next door.
They're like, we can bring it to your car. No! Bring it from the sky.
What a drone, dang it. All right, so have you been following P. Diddy? Because P. Diddy's homes were raided. Now, you know he's been in a lot of deep doo-doo there.
I have to start reevaluating the people that I loved as a child. All the celebrities that I just his loved as shake. A kid. Like, I loved the little Diddy dance and stuff as a kid, and now look.
I know. They raided his homes in L.A., New York, Miami. His sons, Justin and King, they were in handcuffs.
Yes, they were out in the yard.
Yep, they were out there. So it's going down for Diddy. He has a lot of allegations, you know, sexual misconduct allegations against him.
And this raid, they say, was brought upon for sex trafficking.
Yes.
And what, you know, the stories and news stories that I've heard is that when they raid your house, when your house is raided by the FBI, it's not on a hunch. They didn't decide to do it that morning. Mm. They've been watching you for months to years on end. So Diddy might be in a little bit of trouble.
Uh-huh. Well, there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, and I guess his private jet took off out of the United States, so they've been tracking it. They don't know if he was on it or not. But mm-hmm. yeah, there's definitely going to be more to this story, and we'll keep you updated.
Not today.
Your K92 morning thing. Not today, Tuesday. Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And you are texting in to 52353, sharing your not today Tuesdays. And before we get into yours, I am just so excited when Monica says not today Tuesday to herself, because for once, she knows what it's like to be the rest of us who says not today Tuesday to Monica.
Well, yeah, I'm saying not today to myself because I almost died yesterday.
Okay, of course. Now you got to make it dramatic. I feel like a bad guy now.
How did you almost die?
So I'm at the gym, and they're doing these things called atomic sit-ups. So basically, you're on the floor, and you're holding a plate in your hand, and you're rocking yourself up to your feet. So you have to, like, pop yourself up.
Okay.
And I said, okay, well, I'm excited for this. I'm always looking for that challenge in the gym. Oh, yes. So I get myself a 10-pound plate, and I'm like, okay, well, this is not enough weight to, like,
obviously
propel myself forward to pop up, you know, with this atomic setup.
It's not enough weight, so you need more weight.
Yes, I need more weight to just, like, to toss myself forward.
That makes no sense. You know?
So I said, oh, I'm going to take that 35-pounder right there, that 35-pound plate. So I'm holding it. I go to rock myself forward. I drop that 35-pound plate on my forehead. Almost died. I was concussed.
Whatever. I was going to feel bad. I'm like, I don't feel bad. Because none of that made sense. Like, if you need it to be able to rock yourself up, you need it less weight. More weight to just give that,
you know, to throw myself forward.
Emily from Salem texted in to 52353 saying not today to gas prices. Chris, who or what are you saying not today Tuesday
I'm saying not today Tuesday to the vacuum at the car wash. Because every time I go to use it, it's got trash stuck inside of it, and there's no suction to it.
Oh.
It's just a hose at that
point. I pick the only open slot is the one with the vacuum that doesn't work. So I'm pulling it like, ooh, I got a spot. Bring out that vacuum. There's nothing. It's no suction because I look in there. It's got like straws wrapped in there. I see somebody's like old underwear.
Oh.
It's like these big pieces
old
of
underwear.
Trash. Yeah.
Who is vacuuming up drawers?
Well, I guess they had a lunch break.
Yes, I guess they
had time today.
They vacuumed up some underwear that was under the seat that wasn't supposed to be there. But yeah, I'm the one that gets that broken vacuum every time at the car wash. And I'm saying not today, Tuesday, to that vacuum.
I'm being honest. I'm judging the person that's vacuuming up their drawers. I'm also judging Chris for looking inside the vacuum. There are just some answers I don't need. Some questions I don't need answered.
No, I'm looking inside the suction thing. You can see stuff stuck in there.
I don't want to see it.
Be careful.
But I ain't about to stick my hand in there and pull it out.
I didn't say you stick your hand in.
Your face gets close.
Exactly. I don't even want my face. Like, what if it just shoots back out?
My lips get stuck in that thing. No.
Let's see. Not today, Tuesday to Ashley from Shawsville says, not today, Tuesday, going to my aunt to help her with my uncle's funeral.
Sorry.
Sorry to hear that. Sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
I'm saying not today, Tuesday, to expensive friends. Yeah. I got to get them out of my life.
No, you don't.
This Saturday, we had Say Yes to the Prom Dress event at the Bella Vista Room at the Berglund Center. And there was a DJ friend there that had brought their daughter to look for dresses. And so while the daughter's trying on dresses, we have DJ talking about equipment and everything. And then they look at me and they say, you know, there's some new equipment out there you could update. It's only $700. I'm like, I don't. No, no, you need to get this, Antoine.
Only $700.
Let me tell you how nice it'll be. The lights will be just sparkling there. And I'm like, no.
You got to do it now.
I ain't got the money. It's in my Amazon shopping cart right now. Like, I'm gonna wait some while, but I'm going to get it. Who or what are you saying not today? Text in to 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. You got to clear it out. It's going to be a sunny day today until it rains a little bit later. So get that negativity out.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
And we are all saying,
not today.
Not today, Tuesday. We are not allowing that negativity to bring us down. Mm-mm. You're texting in 52353. Nebraska from Roanoke says, not today, Tuesday, to dishwasher leaks.
Oh, that's a headache.
Yeah, and you never find out about the leak at a pleasant time. Mm-hmm. It's usually when you're leaving or in the middle of the night.
Or if you let the dishwasher go before you start it, before you leave, and you come back and there's water all over you.
Oh, gosh, that's a nightmare. All right, so I'm saying not today to this, not today-er. Whoa. This person says, not today, Tuesday. Soup is not a main course meal. What?
I agree.
You can make it a main course meal.
No, you can't.
You can make chili a main course. You can make soup. You can add whatever protein to it and all the veggies and make it a main course.
It's a side.
That's why
at
you didn't.
Best.
That's why there's no name of town.
You celebrate soups on February 15th, not February 14th. It's not a main. It's not a Valentine's Day. It's a day. Yeah, it's for the side chicks.
Wrapping up the happy hour triple play today with Miss Monica's pick, Pussycat Dolls with Snoop Dogg Buttons.
Buttons. Every time I sing along to that song, I think about someone singing to a buffet. Loosen up my buttons, babe. I don't know.
You are no longer allowed to go to Golden Corral. You DoorDash from now on, young lady.
All right. We want to know who had the best pick for the happy hour triple play. We kicked it off with Antoine's pick of Fergalicious by Fergie. I had Numb from Linkin Park, and Monica had Pussycat Dolls Buttons.
And you cannot vote for Monica's song because now if you vote for it, all I'm thinking about is you loosen up your buttons when you're in front of the mashed potatoes and the Jell-O.
That's
Do
what
not
it is.
Vote for that.
And KMW.
Or you can vote for Monica's song. All right, texting your vote to 52353 will announce the winner of the Happy Hour Triple Play coming up in about 10 minutes. And we got tickets to see Sam Hunt in Charlottesville coming up right around 8:25. And, you know, a lot of times you're going to be going to the show, especially when you go to a show out of town. Mm-hmm. You want to get something to eat before you go. So you're thinking, you're scoping out what would be a good restaurant to go to. And I'm kind of wondering if I'm the only one that looks at a restaurant's menu before I go there, because I get anxiety when I go to a restaurant, I sit down and you have a menu to look at. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of options. And then the server keeps coming. Hey, are you ready to order? No, I'm not ready to order. And I feel bad making the server come back multiple times. So now I get in the habit, if it's a restaurant I'm not real familiar with, I always go and look at the menu before I go, so I know exactly what I want as soon as they hand me that menu.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm always looking at the menu. Even McDonald's or Wendy's, anything, like even fast food. I'm like, huh, you know, what number is that? Because I don't know numbers with any, you know.
Well, let me ask you this question. When you look at the menu before you go, do you look to narrow it down to a couple of things, or do you look hard enough to find what you're going to order when you get there?
Well, I narrow it down to a couple things. I'm like, these sound good. Oh. And then I may ask the server, you know, which one they think is the best. But I typically have an idea of what I want.
Because, oh, I know.
Because over the weekend, I went to Paul's restaurant for like lunch.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then I had never been there before. And so I went online and looked at the menu. I'm like, oh, they have some good stuff here. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I get anxiety if I go somewhere and I'm not familiar with the menu.
But Monica, you investigate the menu to know exactly
I know
what
I'm
want
getting.
When you get there.
Yes.
Beverage, food,
I know
everything.
Exactly what I'm getting. So, because I prepare my mouth for that flavor and I don't want anything else like it. And until I get to that restaurant. You know what I'm saying? So if it's a chicken dish, I'm not eating chicken. I'm gonna stay away from it because I know I'm gonna have something good.
You're so special. I am someone that's gonna look up the menu.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna look up the menu for a couple of reasons. One, to make sure I want to go to this restaurant.
Because
if I look at the menu, I don't care if everyone else in the group in the party wants to go. If I can't find a single
you
thing
don't
on
go
it,
to
I
the
am
kimchi
putting
lounge,
my foot down.
But you may like something there.
And then when I look, I do want to know one of everything. I want to know if there's a burger on there. I want to know if there's a chicken, some kind of chicken on there, some kind of steak. I want variety for whatever I'm feeling that day, but I have to look at it. I have a close friend that never, ever looks at the menu before they show up. They said if it's a new restaurant, they want the new experience. They won't look at reviews.
Okay.
They won't look at the menu. They want everything to be fresh for them. And I think they're a psychopath.
Do they complain a lot?
No, not really. They're actually go with the flow kind of person.
Okay,
they're
all right, that's good.
Easy going to hang out with.
I was gonna say if they order something, they can't be upset with anyone if they don't like it.
They
know?
Never send their food back.
All right,
they just eat
that's
cold
good.
Mashed potatoes, raw steak, whatever. I just think you're a psychopath if you don't do that research beforehand. Something is not tightened up in your brain. Like something's loose. We need to fix that.
All right, do you like to look at a restaurant's menu before you go? Text into the show 52353. Is that your thing that you do for an unfamiliar restaurant? K92 Morning Thing. It's Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And time to play wordplay for your shot to win your way in to go see Sam Hunt live in Charlottesville on April the 13th. And who do we have on the phone this morning?
I believe we have Alicia. Is that correct?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Did I pronounce your name correctly? Alicia or is Alicia?
You did.
Alicia. Right. All right. Perfect. Well, Alicia, we want to get you in to see in Sam Hunt in Charlottesville. But before we can do that, you have to decide which member of the K92 Morning Thing do you want to play with, Monica, myself, or Chris?
I'm going to play with you, Antoine.
All right.
Oh,
no
shoot.
Pressure. Let me get out of here so you guys can figure
Big
this
tickets.
Out.
Big tickets.
Sending Antoine to the soundproof chamber.
Conversations about.
Uh-huh. Antoine's hitting over there.
Yeah, I'm going to get out of here right now.
Yep. All right. So, Alicia, we're going to give you some words, and you just have to guess what Antoine is going to say next, okay? All right.
Okay.
We're going to kick it off with the first word, house.
Brick.
Okay. I like that. All right, so solo.
Cup.
Okay. Your third word, membership.
Gym.
Fourth word, weight.
Club.
Okay, and your final word, always a celebrity, John.
Cena.
All right, I like all the answers there. All right, Antoine, come on back.
Antoine.
All right. Okay. I am back. How did she do?
She did wonderful.
How do you feel that we're going to do as a team?
I'm nervous.
Hold on. Wait. So, just to be clear, Monica said that Alicia did well. And then Chris said that he's nervous, which means that you guys think I'm not going to do good on this. If you feel that she did well.
Yeah, there's a... I think you're going to have two. I think you're going to get it.
That's all we need is two.
Yes, that's it. All right.
For Alicia to win tickets to Sam Hunt.
We got this. Okay. Let's go. A-team.
All right. We threw out the word to Alicia. The first word being house.
House. Okay.
What did she say?
Well, we are giving away tickets to see Sam Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Hunt has a song called House Party. So I'm going to say House Party.
House Party. What did you say, Alicia?
I said Brick House.
Brick. Okay.
House.
I see what you did there. I was trying to channel my inner country.
Okay.
Trying to get my Sam Hunt on right there.
All right. Okay, next one, solo.
And it has to be a cup. I don't know if there's another solo. It has to be solo cup, right?
Alicia, what did you say?
I said cup.
All right. I can't think of
solo
another
cup.
One.
That, I mean
Han Solo, but I couldn't think of another one.
Yeah.
Solo, first word. All right, that's
next,
one.
Okay, next word, membership.
Membership fees.
Oh, that was quick. I mean, you have all the fees. That's right. You're a member
me,
of everything.
My Disney Plus, my Hulu, my Kroger, everything.
And what did you say, Alicia?
I said gym membership.
Gym membership. Okay. Here's the thing. Alicia is going back and forth. She has the first word and the second word, so I got to really think about these last two. Sorry, Alicia. It's my fault. Not yours.
But you're going to do it.
I blame myself.
Okay, so the next one, weight.
Weight. All right. We could do weight loss. We could do weight class, weight lift. I'm going to say weight loss.
Okay. Alicia?
I said weight club.
Oh, weight nightclub, Dub C.
All right.
Okay. We're down to the last one, which is a name.
Last one, John.
John.
Oh, there's a lot
of John.
John.
Think of a popular John.
John Krasinski's popular. John Candy. I was watching some wrestling last night. John Cena. I'm just going to go with John Cena. I was watching wrestling last night. We'll just say, you can't see me, John Cena. I don't know.
All right. What'd you say?
I said John Cena.
Oh!
Yes.
That was a shot in the dark. I did not. Look, I was prepared to give you the prize regardless. I just knew that was wrong.
Alicia, did you see him?
I am so excited. I've never been to a concert.
What?
This is your first concert ever?
Yes, and it's 3 days before my 26th birthday.
Oh, you're going to have awesome. The best time. I'm so glad you won. You know what? And also, you can go back and look for John Cena. I don't know if you like him or not, but he was new recently on an award show. So you can just put that away. That's a like birthday. It's an early birthday present for her.
Just because it's her birthday, she doesn't need to see John in his birthday suit.
That goes along with the tickets. So you have a pair of tickets. And so you have Sam Hunt tickets. He's going to be at John Paul Jones Arena in Charlottesville, April the 13th. You got those tickets courtesy of K92.
Congratulations. Thanks for listening this morning.
Thank y'all so much.
He may only be a dog dad, but his jokes are just as corny. It's Chris Ryan with dad jokes and puns on K92.
All right, what did Mr. Peanut say to his wife before he left the house?
Oh, boy. What?
Don't worry, I'll be back in a jiff.
Okay, because that could have went different ways.
Listen, when you said Peanut, I was thinking D's. Look,
worried. There's all kinds of...
Okay, that was clean. I'll take it.
All right, did you hear about the ATM that was addicted to money? It suffered from withdrawals.
Okay.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you are 2 for 2 right now, Chris.
What do you call a wizard that falls down the stairs?
What?
Tumbledore.
That's King 1-2.
I'll give you that one, too. You're 3 for 3. You're cooking right now.
All right, so I broke with my girlfriend because she was a magazine addict. Yeah, she had a lot of issues.
I'm not knocking you on that one either. 4 for 4.
Okay,
you
hopefully.
Got to bring it strong.
I feel like the last one is strong. Why did the farmer drag his pig on a leash?
Oh,
why?
Boy.
Because he wanted some pulled pork.
You know what? I'm going to give that one to you. I'm going to give you all 5 today.
That was a good one.
Hashtag good news, hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
I feel that I want to attend a Touch a Tractor Day.
Yeah.
I've never done it before, but it also just feels like it could be kind of boring. Like, I could just
imagine.
It's
fun. Hendrix. You guys take Hendrix. Hendrix and his buddies.
Listen, I have been with your son Hendrix out in public places before. It is exhausting.
He has lots of questions.
That boy exhausts me.
Yeah, as a kid, I think it would be cool. As an adult, it's just another car.
Oh, yeah.
But I will say, the very first time I got to sit inside a fire truck as a kid, that was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you're like, I'm going to be a fireman.
Yep.
Nope, I'm going to work on the radio. Well, Jackson on TikTok, his TikTok name is Just a Jackson Thing, was attending a Touch a Tractor kind of day. And when I tell you this 8-year-old sounds like an 80-year-old talking about all this farm equipment, it's super cute.
Yeah.
But he is way beyond his years.
What's the width on the mower deck?
I believe this one's 72 inches.
Ooh, that's nice stuff. I like this mower.
You like that mower?
I really like the one with the cab. That's probably
good. If I'm going to mow grass, I won't be comfortable. I won't be air conditioned.
I like all the stuff you got here. Interx, sprayer. John Deere's a nice company. They've been in business since 1837.
He's an old soul, and he hangs around with all the grandpas. Yeah, all right. All right.
That boy said, John Deere's a good company. Been around since 1837.
Yeah.
He was talking to Walter. Walter was the name of the guy that he had all these questions.
That's cute.
For. Oh, it was so adorable.
That kid is about to start a tractor podcast.
He goes, I like that one with the cab over there. John Deere.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris, about ready to get out of here. But we do want to give a birthday shout out real quick.
Yes. Happy birthday to Kaylee May.
Kaylee May
has turned 11 today. I know Kaylee May.
Kaylee May.
That's a Southern Belle right there.
11 years old.
Do you remember 11? age 11.
That was only like, what, like 10 years ago for me. I remember like it was yesterday. 11 years old, I was in the seventh grade. I was in Mrs. Webb's science class at 11. Uh-huh. Yeah, Miss Central. All my teachers back then. Central middle school.
Yeah, at 11 years old, I was playing a lot of basketball in my driveway.
Look at you.
Yeah, like I had the house at the end of the cove, and all my friends would come down and play basketball on my goal because I had the best goal.
Monica, were you driving tractor trailers at 11 or something? I'm sure you were doing something that wasn't age appropriate at 11.
I was trying to drive. I was trying to drive my father's Mercury Cougar.
See? Yeah. There you go. See, I knew it. You can't just sit down and be a kid. Happy birthday, Kaylee May. Be better than us. Be a kid. Enjoy it. We have a fun show coming up tomorrow. We have a brand new ladies room.
Mm-hmm. Getting a little juicy there. Talking about relationships and friendship drama.
And don't forget, we want to send you to Charlottesville on April 13th to see Sam Hunt in concert at 8:20 with Wordplay. Your chance to get into that old country concert.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to sing him some House Party. That's the only song of his I know.
I know. Think of another one.
Body Like a Back Road.
Oh, that's right. Body like a back road.
Yeah.
We were on two different
countries, continents, planets.
You know what? Hold on. We're going to get it together.
All right, here we go. What's the song by Sam Hunt?
Body like a back road.
Yeah, you know, if you sing it quieter, it sounds better.
And so a whisper.
That'd be great. But yeah, we're hooking you up with that tomorrow. But before we get out of here today,
we have the Morning Thang Nuggets. Don't count the days, make the days count.
It's just right. So funny you guys are singing where you were just.
The range was a little off, but you know what? That's okay.
It's not right there.
Body like a back road.
I mean, it's not getting worse. It's not getting better either. It's kind of just staying where it is. Brand new episode of The Thang tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.